Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. State police and rescue crews last night continued their search for the missing driver of a vehicle that veered off Route 44, crashing into the Housatonic River in North Canaan. Dive teams found a black 2000 Toyota Tundra submerged in the river at about 12:30 in the evening yesterday, according to State Police Lieutenant William Baldwin, commander of Troop B in Canaan. John Barrigallo, public information officer for Area Fire Company, said crews were searching along the river with cadaver dogs, but a body still had not been found as of Wednesday night. The search would continue today. State police said German Perez, 60, of Ashley Falls, left the village of Lakeville in Salisbury at about 6 p.m. Tuesday and was expected home later that night. They did not say if that black Toyota Tundra belonged to Perez. The investigation is continuing. In news out of this week's transfer station committee meeting, a low bid for the new Salisbury Sharon transfer station has come in about $1 million higher than the amount approved by the two towns in 2016. Bad news that was passed along at that transfer station committee meeting this past Wednesday. Now, both the engineer that designed the transfer station and Anchor Engineering, the contractor at Burlington Construction, say they can come up with roughly $500,000 in savings. The rest of the savings would have to be either via more state money or input from both local towns. And last night's heavy thunderstorms produced something that hasn't happened in quite a while in Lakeville, and that was flooding, as Burton Brook overflowed its banks and flooded the Lakeville section of Salisbury with anywhere from 6 inches to about a foot of water, according to some reports last night.
In Pine Plains, every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The next supper will take place this Friday. The free will offering will benefit feeding your needs. Audubon Sharon is hosting free morning bird walks and live animal presentations each weekend throughout September. Bird walks are held each Saturday from 8 till 9:30 at the Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road, and each Sunday from 9 to 11 at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary on West Cornwall Road in Sharon. In addition, live animal presentations will take place each Sunday afternoon at the Sharon Audubon Center at 3. Bird walk participants should wear comfortable walking shoes or hiking boots and bring binoculars if you have them. A craft fair coming up on the 29th from 10 to 4, hosted by Material Girls of St. John's in Ankrum at the Copaic Park building on Mountain View Road. Queen Bee will be spinning tunes, the tag sale table. Also, there'll be live music, lunch, and refreshments will be available as well. The Canaan Child Care Center is hosting a murder mystery dinner, Murder Among the Leaf Peepers, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the Canaan Country Club, 74 High Street. Tickets are available in advance and also at the door. Contact Fran Chappelle at 860-824-0597 if you'd like to register. On Saturday the 29th from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Rojan Library, Astronomy with David Kiefer, discussing the basics of astronomy and objects in the sky, followed by outdoor viewing, weather permitting, of the constellations and stars. Enjoy two classic silent film shorts with live music by Donald Sosin and Joanna Seaton, including a pie-throwing contest before the film, including Battle of the Century starring Laurel and Hardy, and Beyond the Rock starring Gloria Swanson and Rudolph Valentino. That'll be shown on Saturday at 7:30 at the Library Annex on Century Boulevard in Millerton. Doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments are available. The Music in Archives in Racebrook Lodge on Route 41 in Sheffield, hosting a gathering for fans featuring several impromptu and organized events September 29th and 30th. Suggested donation of $20 will benefit the development of music in the archives. The Racebrook Lodge and Stagecoach Tavern will offer dinner, brunch, and room accommodation packages for that weekend. More information at 413-229-2916 or musicin.org. Berkshire Botanical Gardens art and garden exhibitions have been extended now through September 30th, featuring installations by 10 contemporary artists that are displayed throughout the 15-acre grounds. Viewings will be held daily from 9 to 5 p.m. at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, holding a clam bake on Sunday the 30th from 11 till 5. Clams, raw and steamed, shaved steak sandwiches, sausage, chicken, chowder, draft beer, soda, water, $35 per person. horseshoes, and corn bag toss, you're invited to come and have fun. The 35th Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk, Ending Hunger One Step at a Time, will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock, beginning at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Local food banks and voucher programs received thousands of dollars from the walk each year. You can walk by forming a team, going yourself, underwrite expenses, or donate online at crophungerwalk.org or calling 860-435-2627. A celebration of the life of Diana Hanbury King will be held on Sunday, September 30th at 1 o'clock at the Kildonan School in Amenia, New York. For more information or to RSVP, kildonan.org. 2018 Burger Laverick TH Alumni Soccer Game and Chicken Barbecue will be held at the Copic Memorial Park on Sunday. Soccer game begins at 1, the chicken barbecue at 4. All proceeds will be donated to Dollars for Scholars towards a scholarship in honor of Justin Berger and Fred Laverick III. T-shirts and barbecue tickets are $10 each. Wanda Houston and Michael Berkeley presenting an afternoon of Broadway and show tunes at 2 p.m. on September 30th at the First Congregational Church on the Green in Sheffield. A suggested donation of $15 will support the maintenance of the first Berkshire County meeting house that was built back in 1765. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 106.93. It starts off today at 26,385.28. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,990.37, and the S&P 500 at 2,905.97. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.